You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Intercoastal Podcast. Today we have Daquan with us, and we always love having him join us. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm glad to be here. Usually behind the scenes of getting people on here, kind of migrated away from on the mic, but I'm glad to be here and glad to fill in.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back on. You know, you've got to pop in every once in a while, right? Remind people you're still here.
Yeah, keep my podcast skills fresh. So
exactly. Well, do you want to introduce the topic that we're going to be speaking on today? Because I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we were able to put out a survey to a couple of our stakeholders and local ambassadors, and we were able to compile a list. The survey had a different couple questions on there, but today I wanted to go over the list of must-do things when visiting Beaufort. A reminder that this is from the stakeholders and it's from the people here in Beaufort, so I think it's a pretty fair list of must-do things, so it's unbiased.
I love it. You're getting the inside scoop from the people that actually live there.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce us to the first one?
Okay, so the first thing on the list is Parris Island and the Parris Island Museum. The Parris Island Museum was closed during COVID, and they're planning to reopen. I believe they are open now, and it's a free admission, and their times are 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The museum has a lot of historical marine, a lot of things about the Marines and the history that take place on Parris Island. For those unfamiliar to Parris Island hosts a lot of Marine, it's a Marine based to train the Marines before they are sent out to their destination they'll be going to. But it has a story, and a lot of people come through Parris Island, and it has a lot of artifacts and a lot of things that were donated to Parris Island. It's a recruit depot, and it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people love it for its history. That were Marines or in the military or not, I think it gives a good aspect of what military life and the role that military played, not only in like just recently, but in American Revolution all the way to the Civil War, and right. And the different aspects of the Marine Corps. So I think it's a great learning aspect, not only for just history buffs, but students, like younger demographic, and anyone who just really wants to learn. I think it's a good idea to go visit out there. So that's number one on the list.
Perfect. I think it's a great asset to bring to the table for people to visit. I know that for some people, that's like how they first kind of learn about Beaufort too, is like they have a son or a daughter that's going through Marine Corps training and stuff. And that's how they kind of end up here. And that's their way of discovering Beaufort. So definitely a good introduction. And for anyone listening, if you haven't already, you can check out episode number 9. We actually talk about Parris Island a lot in that episode, so be sure to check it out. Now, why don't we move on to what the number 2 on the list is, Daquan?
All right. Number 2 on the list is the carriage rides in Beaufort, South Carolina. We have two companies who host carriage rides, Sea Island Carriage Company and Southern Rose Carriage Tours. So it's a lot of people are drawn to carriage rides in Beaufort. Not only is it a normal carriage ride, normally they'll take you from one location to the next or wherever you're trying to go in larger cities. But here in Beaufort, we actually give tours on our carriage rides, and they take you around the town. They give you a brief history of the different buildings and the different roads and locations that you'll pass. Along with the carriage rides of the horse-drawn carriage, we also have golf cart tours for a little bit more breezy, quicker. Still takes about the same amount of time, but it's a little more brisk and lets a breeze come through a little bit quicker.
Yeah. It gets a little warm on those carriages, but it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, especially in the summer here. Mm-hmm. But with the golf cart tours, they'll take you to the locations of different movie sightings, and we have different golf cart tours that will take you. We have Emma's Earth Shop that takes you around the town, and then we also have another golf cart tour that takes you to where locations of movies were filmed here in Beaufort. So that gives a different aspect of different variety of different things that you can do outdoors, from the carriage ride to the golf cart tours. And there's multiple ones that kind of highlight all of Beaufort.
Yeah, they're definitely worth taking the ride and getting to see Beaufort from like those angles and from the very experienced guides who know a ton about the different areas. I definitely enjoyed my carriage ride. For the longest time, I still remembered the horse's name that pulled our carriage, but now I am blanking on what it was, but he was a beautiful horse.
Yes, they're amazing. I always love to look at the horses as I'm driving down the town.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. For anyone that hasn't been to Beaufort, you literally, as you're driving through the streets, you'll see the carriages going around, and they just have this like nice flow of traffic where they know how to kind of drive around them, and the horses are pretty used to the cars, but it just kind of goes with the nice, slow, steady pace that Beaufort has going for them.
Yes.
So, love it. Definitely worth checking out. Why don't we move on to number three now? I am excited to get through this list because, like you've mentioned, I've already been to or seen a lot of these things, so it's fun to get to talk about them again.
Yes. Unfortunately, you weren't able to visit this one. It was a little colder when you visited, but now it has started to warm up and is definitely one of our favorite attractions for visitors. So I'm going to go into Hunting Island. A lot of people come to Beaufort specifically to visit Hunting Island. It's a state park. Not only is it a state park, but it's a beach. So it allows beach access. It's about 5 miles of beach. It also has a saltwater lagoon. And then along on the beach, it also has a lighthouse that lets you into the lighthouse. You can climb to the top and look out from the lighthouse. So not a lot of lighthouses allow you public access to them. So it's a historic lighthouse. Along with the beach, which a lot of people go to, a lot of people forget that there's actually camping here at this beach at Hunting Island. So you can have waterfront beach access at your camping site. So just, can you imagine camping out on the beach? That is literally perfect weekend getaway.
Yeah, it's very different from camping that I'm used to where we're up in the mountains, but it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was really amazing. I have had family come in to town and camp out there, and being able to walk out from your campsite to the beach at any moment is just a luxury. So I think beach water front camping is amazing and can't really beat it anywhere else.
I definitely need to experience that. It's on top of my list.
Yes.
I remember when I first learned about Hunting Island and the lighthouse, I remember my mom loves lighthouses, and I was like, always mentioned that like she would love it, and she always asked me, she's like, when are we gonna go to Beaufort? I want to go see the lighthouse. So it's a common thing, and so I'll just have to take her camping out there, and then we'll go visit the lighthouse and just enjoy that state park.
Yes. So fun fact about our lighthouse here at Beaufort on Hunting Island, have you seen the movie or heard of the movie The Outer Banks?
The movie Outer Banks? I have not actually seen it.
Well, it's a TV show, and it's on Netflix. And one of the famous scenes when they're in the lighthouse, they're treasure hunting on the TV show. And that lighthouse is actually the Beaufort Lighthouse here on Hunting Island. So if you ever get the chance to look and watch that TV show and see the lighthouse, that is the lighthouse here in Beaufort. And a lot of that TV show was filmed here in Beaufort.
That's really cool. Beaufort has some really cool movie and TV history, which we also have an episode on that one, which is number 5 for those that want to check it out. And I believe number 6, episode 6, is when we had Rob on, and he actually talked a little bit about all the things to do on Hunting Island as well. So we definitely have loved talking about Hunting Island and the movies here in Beaufort, and it's always fun to hear about more that happens there.
Yes, and Hunting Island, there's so many choices you can do at Hunting Island. So the Nature Center at Hunting Island is also another attraction that gets a lot of people visiting Hunting Island. So the Nature Center has a lot of sort of neat creatures and regular scheduled programs that for people to enjoy. It also offers, you know, pier fishing, where you can walk on the pier next to the Nature Center and learn a lot about, you know, different types of animals that you'll see out on Hunting Island. And they like to reserve a lot of that for the Nature Center. So
that's really cool. The Nature Center definitely sounds really awesome place to visit and to learn. It's another great learning opportunity about kind of the biology of the area and all the animals that are native to Beaufort. Because I think people don't realize, or they don't think about how even just like a different state will have a different, almost like little ecology happening there. And it's always fun to learn about.
Yes, it is. Okay, so I'm going to move to number four on the list.
Let's do it.
So Waterfront Park. You've seen Waterfront Park. It is truly amazing.
It is. It's probably one of my favorite places. Like, I think I just sat there one evening and stared at the sunset for like a solid half hour, just taking pictures and looking out. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you can sit out there forever, just especially around sunset time. So Waterfront Park, not only does it allow you to just sit out on the swings and just enjoy the water, there's a lot of grassy areas where you can picnic and say you just want to let the kids run around or throw the football or baseball and kind of just play out there with the kids. Or if you and a significant other just want to, you know, just lay out and picnic and enjoy, there's plenty of food, a lot of restaurants right there on the water within walking distance of where you would sit. Or you can get it to go and take it to the bridge or the swing and just look out at the water.
Right. It's an incredible place.
Yes.
And very family friendly. I mean, all of these places are, but Waterfront Park's just like a really nice place to be and spend time.
Yes. When I go down to Waterfront Park, I forget just how family friendly the area is until you see everyone outside enjoying the day.
Exactly.
So I definitely, that if you want to go and enjoy your Sunday or enjoy your vacation and get the most out of Beaufort, Waterfront Park would definitely be the number one spot.
I agree. Another cool place to kind of see and get the nature of is our number five. Do you want to introduce that?
Yes. So the Spanish Moss Trail. I know we've talked about it in past episodes. You know the episode specifically?
Yep. Episode number 28. Y'all should go listen to it.
Yes. It is an amazing episode. It actually details, you know, the history of the Spanish Moss Trail and how it came to be. Not only that, but how they're looking to progress the Spanish Moss Trail further in the future. Like we said, the Spanish Moss Trail is a great area to bike and whether you're walking or biking or running. It's just a great way to be outside and get active, kind of see what Beaufort has to offer. You get a couple of piers that you walk over. So if you want to see water, you'll see water. Of course, you'll see Spanish moss on the Spanish Moss Trail.
Can't imagine why you'd see Spanish moss on the Spanish Moss Trail.
Yes. So it's really amazing. I have a dock in my neighborhood, and I can actually see the trail from there. But it's nothing like walking on the trail. Actually walking on the trail and seeing other people walk on the trail and run, it's kind of, it gives you a uplifting spirit on the day. So
agreed.
I think it's a great way to actually get out and bike and enjoy your vacation.
Agreed. And it's a great way to just kind of take in, I think, the beauty of the low country and the community. And you meet people when you're walking along it as well. And everyone's so warm and engaging down in Beaufort that it's a great place to be.
Yes, it truly is. I know they said it used to be a railroad station and then they removed the railroading. Like if you go along the trail, you'll go through like an old abandoned, like it looks like a railroad station. I believe it used to be like a cotton something, but it definitely looks amazing when you walk in or ride through on your bike. It gives you a old feel of how Beaufort used to be. And there's old historic buildings you'll pass on your way. It's truly an amazing time.
Agreed.
I'll go ahead and introduce the final thing on the list. Coastal Expeditions. We've had Coastal Expeditions on the podcast as well.
Yep. Captain Henry joined us in episode 15.
Yes. And Captain Henry, if you haven't listened to that episode, you must do that now. Captain Henry is one of the most friendly and exciting people you'll ever meet. He's a people's person. And if you ever thought going on a boat was fun, he makes it three times as much fun.
He's a really cool guy. Awesome to listen to. Very engaging. Very knowledgeable, too. Yes. Like, he knows so much about the areas that he takes you to and introduces you to.
Yes. So if you want to go out, see some dolphins or go out and just enjoy a nice boat ride, Coastal Expeditions is definitely the option. Like you said, he's super knowledgeable about the life around Beaufort and the type of nature that you'll run into. It's amazing, his knowledge, and that he can actually make it fun. That's one of the most important things, is not a lot of people think nature is fun, but he definitely makes it entertaining.
Right. You always have to have like the element of, I don't want to say tricking people into learning, but like adding that element of fun so that people do enjoy learning more. And it's not like, oh, here we go again, got another education class here or something. And I think he handles it really well.
Yes, he does. And that's the list of must-do things in Beaufort provided by the local ambassadors.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's great to know what people that actually live there and spend every day down there think is worth visiting. Obviously, there's so much to do and so much to see, but it's always fun to kind of get that little insider perspective of what people that live there and spend every day there see and what they think is definitely on the top of that list. And I'm sure if they were given the opportunity to add like 10 more different things, they definitely probably would have taken advantage of that.
Yes, a lot of people come to Beaufort and, you know, miss some of the must-do things. Sorry, Natasha. I think you've missed,
okay.
You've missed almost everything on the list but one. Next time we'll definitely make sure when you get here, we'll knock off everything on this list.
Cool. I'll come for a longer period of time.
Yes.
I still got to see other cool things. Like I went to the Kazubi Kazoo Factory.
Yes, and, you did.
The Penn Center, which honestly is amazing.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It just shows you how much there really is to do there. The fact that I only was able to hit some of these things. So it's cool.
Yeah. The list is too long to hit in 1 or 2 days. So definitely want to come to Beaufort and plan a longer trip.
100% agree. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Daquan. It was so fun to get to talk to you on the mic, you know, instead of behind the scenes, and also to just hear from the local stakeholders of what they think was worth seeing and doing.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Anytime I get to share Beaufort, I'm excited to do so.
It's awesome. And thank you everyone else that joined us today. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.